Welcome to the Your Calling podcast, your guide to what's hot in the underground music and arts scene here in York and beyond. You've just been listening to the bouncy party rhythms of Leaving Right Away, a track by Belgian electro-pop artist, dancer and choreographer LA. This is the first episode of Series 2 of the York Calling podcast. If you listened to us in the first series, thanks for coming back. If this is your first chance hearing us, welcome to you. What's coming up on this show? Well, we'll run down some of the events you can look forward to later in the year. I've got an interview with Bill Adamson from With Just a Hint of Mayhem, and we've got new music from Sepalot, Skelatrax, and Prince Music. I want to start today's show just by talking about some of the gigs that might be coming up later in the year. Obviously, not a lot of live events happening at the moment because of coronavirus. And we had the sad news recently that North Yorkshire's Deershed Festival has been postponed until next year. However, there is some good news on the horizon. Firstly, Sheffield's Little Man Tate have announced a hometown show for the 19th of September. And actually, that show has already almost sold out. So if it hasn't already gone sold out by the time this podcast is broadcast, get out there and get your tickets fast. They're playing at the O2 Academy in Sheffield. Secondly, the legends that are Nouvelle Vague have announced they are touring for their 15 years anniversary celebrations. And that tour will bring them to Leeds City Varieties on 13th of October. And finally, news for fans of local rock band Children of the State. They've just announced a new single, and to celebrate that, they will be performing at Askern Music Festival in Doncaster on the 11th of July and at Tramlines Festival in Sheffield on the 31st of July.
calling, and it's no big deal for me. I come running, 'cause it's no big deal for me. All my life, I find it joy.
Just been listening to Ride and Joy by German quartet Sepelot. That, at its heart, is a jazz record, but there are elements of other genres in there, a little bit of trip hop and a little bit of 90s club music. I could certainly hear that song being played on a beach in Ibiza this summer. I hope you enjoyed it, I certainly did. My guest this week is Bill Adamson. He is the creator of the music blog With Just a Hint of Mayhem, and I chatted to him about being inspired by David Bowie and being a blogger in the time of coronavirus. So I'm joined now by Bill Adamson. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you for having me, Graham.
So you run the blog With Just a Hint of Mayhem right here in York. Can you tell us a little bit about what the blog is all about?
Yeah, it's kind of evolved over the years. It began in February 2009, I think it was. It started out in those days. I was between contracts and trying to find something to occupy my time. And a friend of mine suggested putting a music blog together because I was all very much into trivia, music trivia and things. And that's how it started out. It was kind of an on this day in music history, such and such happened. And that was really all it was. Then I started to review every gig I went to. And it's kind of grown, particularly in the last, say, 3 or 4 years, where I've got a number of PR companies sending me stuff for review, bands and singers themselves sending me stuff for review. And I've always had this principle as well that if it's from a new, young or upcoming band and I don't like it, I'd just tell them and give them my feedback, and I wouldn't publish a crappy review. I just don't think that's really fair on them. I've only actually done that once, to be fair, because my taste is pretty eclectic. But it's kind of taken shape now into, you know, I'm looking to expand into more things, looking to get into more gigs for free on a press pass. And bizarrely for me, I was actually invited to the Access for, I think it's Access for Music College in York. They wanted me to do a half, well, it was about a 3-hour lecture on music journalism. And I had a really guilt trip on that because this is my hobby job. And I spoke to a friend of mine who's a qualified journalist and said, look, you know, can I call myself that? And she said, well, you know, you report on music, you review music. She said, you do what a journalist does. So, yeah, go for it. And I thought, well, from her, I'll take that. So, yeah, so it's moving forward, really. And I've got two other active writers writing for the site as well. I've got two others who don't do that much. And that's what I wanted, really. So I want to expand and get into some of the bigger names for review and things like that. Although I'm really comfortable doing the lesser known bands, to be honest. It's great fun.
I know what you mean about can I call myself a journalist thing. I have the exact same feeling with York Calling. I mean, I've been doing York Calling since 2013, and I was involved in sort of a magazine in Nottingham before that. But I never really thought of myself as a journalist because, yeah, I don't get paid for it. You know, I don't have a degree or anything like that in journalism. But you're quite right. It's you know, it's we are essentially doing what a journalist would do. You're doing it off our own backs rather than for sort of an established obligation. I noticed you when scrolling through the blog that you cover a range of weird and wonderful records. If you had to settle on a particular style of music you prefer to all others, what would that be?
That's a really tough one, because if you ask me the same question in a week, it'd probably be very different. I think my kind of background is I grew up on pop on the radio, I suppose. The first record I ever bought was Sugar Sugar by the Archies in 1969. I then got into Motown and soul through the Jackson 5, strangely enough, the first gig I ever went to. And then I got into reggae. And I think it was the epiphany for me was probably David Bowie on Top of the Pops in 1972, July 1972. Like many people of my age, saw him on Top of the Pops. I still remember that as being in colour, but we only had a black and white TV. And seeing him do Starman there just blew my mind, frankly. So I think it's not really a genre of music, but David Bowie is something I always go back to. But genre, I suppose, lately, probably punk.
Yeah, that's where the name of your blog comes from, isn't it? Bowie, I read up on that as well.
Yeah, it's funny, actually. Some people just think I've come up with this fantastic title from nowhere, but it's from the lyrics of Big Brother on Diamond Dogs album from 74. There was the line goes, we'll build a glass asylum with just a hint of mayhem, and I almost called it the Glass Asylum, but for some reason I didn't think that worked. But I'm quite comfortable with this, and he's not around, you know. His lawyers haven't been in touch, so I'm quite comfortable, you know.
Well, I think music lyrics are the greatest inspiration. They certainly are for me anyway. I think you can deploy a little bit of creative license when being inspired by music lyrics, definitely.
Absolutely.
So I suppose, at least for me and us in the blog game, you know, it feels like we've been fairly unaffected by the coronavirus lockdown, other than the fact that, you know, there's no live performances to go out there and review. Has it changed the way you do things in any way?
From a personal perspective, no. I mean, I'm out of work at the moment, so it's kind of weird. I'm seeing it as almost a practice retirement thing. I'm catching up on a lot of reviews that I got behind on for the blog because the day job got in the way. And the same with the other two guys that are currently writing for me as well. They're taking a lot more on because they've, you know, one's furloughed and the other one's really not working as much. So I think we're catching up to a point where, you know, give it a couple of weeks, something comes in for review, we'll be able to turn it around pretty quickly. So that's quite good. I am missing the live gigs. I think, that whole atmosphere around live gigs and just meeting other people that you see on a regular. I'm kind of lucky. We've got, I live with my wife and we've got, I've got a back garden. So we are listening to a lot more music at home than that we perhaps would have done. Because both of us might well have been out, you know, Catherine would have been out at business events, I've been at work. But now during the day, it's Spotify, the radio. So we're definitely listening to a lot more music. She even convinced me to watch Phantom of the Opera streaming on Friday night. And I don't do musicals, but it's not my kind of music. But the spectacle was great.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed myself that although bands don't seem to be performing live, that's kind of giving them more time to focus on putting things down on record instead. I've seen sort of an uptick of stuff coming to York Calling as a result. Have you noticed the same?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's interesting that some bands have actually put back releases to later in the year. Others have actually pulled things forward. I've noticed a couple recently where so we actually did this video just before shutdown. We were going to wait, but we're going to put it out now. You've got others that are kind of trying to do the wacky things. Like I've had two, never been invited to be part of a music video before, but I've had two invites during this, and I've taken them both up. One was just miming a lyric, one particular line, and that's all going to be put together with different faces actually miming each line from the song. That was Carol Hodge. And another young band from York, they've actually asked people to just go crazy and mime to their new song, which I did. I've sent them the whole film, which got a bit of a laugh. So hopefully that one will come out as well.
Excellent. And if you had to sort of look back over the years of with Just a Hint of Mayhem, you know, what are the sort of the standout things, you know, the standout memories that you have from the blog?
I think it's quite funny because I've only done one of this particular theme so far, and it was Unsung Heroes. I read a piece, I think it was in Classic Rock magazine some years ago, about Betty the Tea Lady. From the studio where Queen recorded a lot of their stuff. They recorded We Will Rock You there. And it's not apparent in the Freddie Mercury biopic, but they pulled in everyone in the studio to do the clap and foot stomp thing, you know, that bit,
yeah.
Including Betty the Tea Lady. And I was really intrigued by this woman, and I thought, I'm going to try and do a bit of research. I did a piece on Queen having Betty the Tea Lady on the track. I put a little note in it. So, you know, if anyone remembers Betty, if Betty's still alive, or if anyone actually knew her, feel free to get in touch. And her daughter got in touch with me. So I interviewed her daughter, she sent me a couple of pictures. I subsequently heard from someone else who worked at the studio with more pictures. And she actually, her claim to fame as well is that she met everyone who recorded there, and no one's had a bad word to say about her. It, you know, she said the Sex Pistols were incredibly polite to her, despite the press. But she actually named a Slade album, effectively, because she took the tea up while Noddy and the boys were recording and said, "That was very loud. You boys make big noise." And that's the album title they used. And I just thought it was a fascinating story. Someone who's been involved and met so many people. And that's what fascinates me, little things like that.
Yeah, and I guess it's the whole ecosystem of music. You know, people often just think about the musicians on the stage making the music. But yeah, there is that whole ecosystem that kind of goes on behind the scenes. So you've got like the sound people, you've got, you know, those in the recording studio, and yeah, even the tea ladies. Well, I think that just about wraps it up, Bill. But thanks again for coming on to the podcast. You're going to be our first guest of series two. So yeah, thanks again for your time. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I certainly have. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Thanks, Graham.
Great. Thanks. Stay safe out there.
So, you too. How did Zen start?
may produce, as it did for me here, the story of the Bendelburg car. Shut up. So across China, meeting new hazards, new civilizations, and new gods. The Buddha, as remembered in Sri Lanka, is a man, the most extraordinary man, but a man. Questions like, who created the world? Does Almighty God exist? If so, does he love me? The Buddha doesn't even ask himself. Nor, he said, should we. He taught a way. The way to Nirvana. And when he taught, he died. But Japan is right at the other end of the Buddhist world. The monks who carried the teaching there went north out of India. They took the Silk Route, through the snows, over the mountains. Enter the state where there is no I and no world, and speak from emptiness.
Welcome back. You've just been listening to Buddha's Rhythm by Scalatrax, a Swiss experimental artist. Now, spoken word can be overdone in tracks like these, but it's really interesting here. And the fascinating thing about that track is the composition is from captured sounds from around the house. And you wouldn't believe that by listening to it. Really fascinating artist. I recommend checking out more of his stuff. So, despite the lack of live events and reviews, there's still plenty of interesting stuff happening on the York Calling website. And one of the main things that have really stood out to me this week are the number of high quality and clever videos that we've been being sent. So first up, shout out to local Leeds DIY funk trio Galaxians and their video for their new track Chemical Reaction. It features some snazzy dancing from dancer Darren Pritchard and as well as lead singer of Galaxians Emma Mason just looking stunning, stylish and cool. Their forthcoming second album is due out on the 26th of June. This week too, we've seen a new video from American bedroom pop artist Chloe Lilac. It's called Moderation and it's the third track of hers that we've shared. Obviously, a lot of artists have had to improvise and get creative with their videos whilst in lockdown, and Chloe Lilac has done that very well with this track. Check it out on the site. One last video to mention, and that comes from American country band Brent Amaker Death Squad. Now, you may have seen previously his video for Hello, which we featured. This new one is called You Won't Find Me, and let me just say, it is delightfully comic and you need to watch it yourself. Check it out on the site. Closing the show this week is a UK grime artist with a cinematic sound. He's called Prince Music. And what really impressed me about this track is the lyrical flow and the compelling storytelling. It's called Young Kings Don't Prosper. Next week, I chat to Northern Radar's Simon Patterson. Take care out there.
Young kids don't prosper, and I don't wanna fall to my knees without my mama. So I'ma go over the G's. Go get me a doctor. Nobody can cure my bleeds. Same kids tryna holler. Now I'm seeing them fall like the leaves. Young kids don't prosper, and I don't wanna fall to my knees without my mama. So I'ma go over the G's. Go get me a doctor. Nobody can cure my bleeds. Same kids tryna holler. Now I'm seeing them fall like the leaves. My idols are eye-level humans and ideals, ideal serious. Why build sideways, wasting investment? I build to the sky, that's period, huh? Yeah, I've been late just writing a story. It finished, I'm fly like I'm moonwalking the Apollo, we writing the glory. I left my mind inside 2018 when we really had nothing to play with. So I still got hunger and grinded a ton till I die when I'm rich and I make it. And when all your shit drops like a tree but no one was there to hear it. Did it really make a sound? Mine ain't never coming down. I got fed up with the clowns, like the weatherman a drown. I got sent up to the clouds, I made a promise so honest to bro that I got this. Big ain't gotta watch this, too many just say and I clocked it. Don't promise me shit that you ain't gonna come through with CBA and I blocked it. Yeah, and there ain't no end to the story. Cause I either leg it or I leave a legacy so they remember it for me. Fortunately I got more to believe in myself than others in question. Cause back when nobody believed in my dreams, I had nothing but me and I blessed them. Young kids don't prosper, and I don't wanna fall to my knees without my mama. So I'ma go over the G's. Go get me a doctor. Nobody can cure my bleeds. Same kids tryna holler. Now I'm seeing them fall like the leaves. Young kids don't prosper, and I don't wanna fall to my knees without my mama. So I'ma go over the G's. Go get me a doctor. Nobody can cure my bleeds. Same kids tryna holler. Now I'm seeing them fall like the leaves.
To my knees. Young kings don't prosper.
Breathe. I read about them and I blew all their money to yellow to my little friend. That showed me your true colours, but when I didn't see all that blue turn into red. I guess it'll never sink in, attention spam still sinking. Flood the setup with the drip drip, put a sink in. Catch the water, all the man they thought I was the baddest baller. Put a bullet in it in a random order, that's the Russian roulette. All of the money I'm rushing to get, all up straight to the I spitty 100%. Fuck all the talking, I settle the bass when I skate on a beat. Me and Benji going crazy, I'm paving the way for a lot of these future relatives. You can thank me later on, my aim is to make something out of cold nights in a basement. Then advance the paper, I don't play with this shit. Tatting my name on the wall, you man are just overrated. I just come in and fuck up the game when I'm bored. Put on for so many people that really regretting that they let me down. Talking the game but then fronting on me, what the fuck were you raving about? Missing calls, fan pulls, I used to be serious. Took me for a joke. Now the karma come back around and I scare and leave you in smoke. Young kids don't prosper, and I don't wanna fall to my knees. Put down my mama, so I'ma go over the G's. Go get me a doctor, nobody can kill my bleeds. Same kids tryna holler, now I'm seeing them fall like the leaves. Young kids don't prosper, and I don't wanna fall to my knees. Put down my mama, so I'ma go over the G's. Go get me a doctor, nobody can kill my bleeds. Same kids tryna holler, now I'm seeing them fall like the leaves.
Trouble now, sunshine.